Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back. It is hour two of In This League with the illustrious Scott Bogman, Lord Scott Bogman. People don't know this actually about us. We are both technical lords. That is not a bit or a joke. We are lords. I am Chris Welsh, Lord Welsh of, where's our lordship reside, Bogman?
Winterfell? Isn't it Welshington? Aren't you Lord Welsh of Welshington?
No, but we have actual, we are an actual lord.
I don't know the name of it. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not Winterfell, because winter.
Like I said, I don't know 1 through 10 today. How am I supposed to remember anything?
It's a good point. It's a good point. But we are technical lords when speaking to us, so make sure that you guys all understand that you are speaking to lords. We're also idiots. That has been proven this last hour. But we will try to rectify some of it. I mean, the one positive is, like, week three was such a train wreck for everybody.
It wasn't just us, dude.
Everybody walked through week two just like do 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 do. You know that like little GIF of like Mickey Mouse, you know, from the 30s, like whistling do 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 do. Just whatever. That was everyone week two. Yeah, and then everybody week three was the dog sitting at the table with the fire around, going, "This is fine." That was week three.
I like the Steamboat Willie. That's probably what Bavona has on his boxers right now.
No, guaranteed. Pavona has got a Steamboat Willie picture somewhere in his house. There's. I don't question that one bit. Actually, I would like to know.
I can answer this.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
I actually don't have that.
Oh, come on. How much pararaphernalia from Disney do you have that you can talk about?
The funny thing is, I don't have as much paraphernalia as you would think I have.
Disappointing.
Here's the thing. Well, hold on. I didn't say I didn't have paraphernalia. I also get more things for, I get more gifts for people. So, like, I actually got my dad, I don't own it. I got my dad a Steamboat Willie pocket watch.
Okay, I knew Steamboat Willie was somewhere in the arsenal there. I knew he was somewhere in there.
Bavona, is your dad into Disney too, or are you just like, "Hey, I'm really into Disney. Here's something I would like," and you gave it to your dad?
That's a good point.
Back in the day, my dad was friends with a lawyer who was also his partner from California, and he was one of his biggest clients was one of the Disneyland partners. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
Telling you, someday there is going to be an In This League like trip, cruise, something, and Pavona is going to be our leader, and we're all going to go to Disney World or Disneyland. Let's try Disneyland because it's closer to us, and he will be our tour guide, and it will be amazing. It'll be amazing. You're going to be perfect for it. It'll be a big old fantasy trip. We'll all do it together. I promise you. I also promise you, the rest of this hour, we are going to be talking fantasy football. I know we got a caller, so we're going to take our caller first up on the other side of this break. We are going to be going through the picks. We're going to talk about how awful we were. We're going to try to be better because I've been pretty damn good this year. And we're going to talk some fantasy implications on these games. You know, who are the plays? Who are the ones you want to avoid? So all of that is coming up as well. If you've got any questions, you can hit us up. You can tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can call in. And guess what? I will give you the number when we get back from this break. It is Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, the Lords of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Oh, welcome back to In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You know, we mentioned this before, and I think you guys have heard it in some other places, that the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft have hooked up to work with DKMS, where they want to delete blood cancer. And it's a big deal. Bone marrow transplant stuff they're looking for. I mean, every day DKMS leads the fight against blood cancer by working with families, communities, and organizations to recruit more potential bone marrow donors and save more lives. So, you hear that stuff, what does it mean for you outside of just being a good person? This is a point where you can be Pollyanna, by the way. We talked about being Pollyanna in the last hour. I'm over that. I'm over being the bad guy in the last hour. Let's be the good guy.
Every single time you say it, I think I need four wives to be Pollyanna, and that's polygamy. But
yeah, that's a completely different thing.
DKMS, it is.
Yeah, no, it totally is. It's believe me, we're going to help a lot better things here. We're not going to help polygamy, and it's not Pollyanna anymore. We're talking about DKMS because DKMS donors save approximately 19 lives a day joining the bone marrow registry. It only takes 60 seconds and a cheek swab. So what I want you to do, and here's the catch for you guys. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS, and there is a nice page that's got lots of good information. And what Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Draft have teamed up to do is they're going to have a weekly contest over at Fantasy Draft where the winner of each week's big contest, completely free to enter, is going to be in a final match at the end of the year in week 16 where the 16 winners will compete, and the winner of that will win two tickets to this year's Super Bowl in Minnesota. That is a very, very cool and big deal. You can get information on that. You can get information on signing up to be a donor and more about DKMS at dailyroto.com/DKMS. Go do that. I highly suggest you get on it, my friends. All right. We've got two callers. Let's get to this, and we're going to get to the picks. We have got, is it Darius in St. Louis or Darius in St. Louis? I can't tell by the spelling. But let's get our boy on, and what do we got? We hear you, my friend.
Darius.
Are you there?
Hey, what's up, man? Quick question.
What's up? Yeah, what do you got?
I have Minnesota defense versus Detroit at home, but they're saying that Cincinnati will be top five string this week. Should I swap off for Cincinnati's defense, or should I keep Minnesota?
This is a great question, and we were talking about this on the break because we were kind of looking at this. Initial reactions, and I'll let Bogman jump in here, is you want to go Minnesota, but there is a level of correctness here because, and the one nice thing is Minnesota's at home, Cincinnati's on the road, but you got the lowest over-under of any game across the board is the Cincinnati and Cleveland game. It's at 40. I think the next is 42, and it's Cleveland. So when I look at this scenario, I'm going Cincinnati. And Bogman, I think you're going to agree with me here.
Absolutely. I think that I would definitely go Cincinnati too, Darius. I mean, Deshaun Kizer, he's looked better. And we talked about this on our podcast, how he looked horrible in the first half, but he kind of brought them back in the second half against the Colts. But he's a rookie. Mistakes are going to be made. He's kind of a turnover machine. And with a low over-under like that, and Cincinnati possibly getting some turnovers, you always have a chance to make some scores out of that. So I think I would stick with, or I would go with Cincinnati and not Minnesota this week in
Agreed.
Those two selections.
We got you? All right, we got you. I think he must be off. All right. Mr. Pavona, I believe we have another caller here. Is that correct? Who do we have on?
Hello? Are you there?
Oh, no. It's Turd Gurley. Turd Gurley, how did you get the phone number to our radio show? Turd Gurley leaves us voicemails on the In This
Amongst
Fantasy Football podcast.
Things.
Yeah, exactly. And Turd Gurley comes in with his Turd Picks of the Weeks, and he's been pretty dang good. Turd Gurley, what do you want?
Well, fellas, I just want to let you in on a little surprise.
Okay.
I got none other than Beast Mode Marshawn Lynch up against that front seven of Denver. What you think, fellas?
Okay, I was about to call you Marshawn. Turd Gurley, I think that's a good pick. Are you just jealous because, like you, he has dreadlocks, but his are less turdish?
I don't respond to things like that.
Okay, I got Turd Gurley in.
Can't insult the turd. Okay. I think that's a pretty good turd pick.
Yeah, I think that is a very good turd pick. And you can always catch all of Turd Gurley's turd picks on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, where Fridays we do the voicemail segment, and we can't count on our listeners because they don't like us and they hate us an incredible amount and don't want to participate or want us to be good. But Turd Gurley wants to be a part of it every single week and leaves his pick. So, Turd Gurley, we can count on your voicemail for this week, right?
Absolutely right. Follow me at ITL Turd. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Turd Gurley.
the bye that turd lays right. on we us like every a real, single time.
We had like real life stuff, and then Turd Gurley comes in. But I mean, Marshawn Lynch is kind of doing that. Stuff.
Yeah, so. I mean, he had a really bad game against Washington, and Denver's run defenses look good, but that's a pretty high over 47.
I don't know if he's had a wrong week on his turd picks.
No, I don't. He hasn't.
Okay, well,
he should be doing these sneak picks. It should be the turd in here instead of us.
Yeah, I mean, we're just representing his name, I guess, from last week. If you do have any fantasy questions, you are more than welcome to call in over the next couple segments, 844-84-FNTSY. We will be glad to bust through those, but we do need to bust through some of these pick-ems here. So, Bogman, how did we do last week?
All right, so against the spread, the Welsh, 6-9-1. So, nice. Under 500. Nice. But so 6-9-1. One of the games pushed. I was 5-10-1.
That was me.
So
I was 6-9-1.
Yes, you were. Nice. I was 5-10-1. So not very good. Now the over under. This is out of 15 because that 16th game was the Vikings game and Vikings Bucks, and it didn't have an over under because we weren't sure about Keenum, which is the same thing with the Lions and the Vikes this week. So you were 6-8-1, and I was 7-7-1. So I actually hit 500. We both are huge dummies, though. We took the under in the Rams and Niners game, which is the best Thursday night game you'll ever see in your life.
What is wrong with us? Totally. I mean, lost all my profits then. All my profits. That's why you go listen to Red Heat and Rage. That's you go listen to people that know what they're talking about, and don't listen to us who have people like Turd Gurley on their show, and we can't count or read. So let's go to the first game here, Boggs. We have got Chicago. This is the Thursday night. Is this right? Thursday night
game? Yeah, Thursday night game. Yep.
All right. We've got Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay is favored by 7. The over-under is 45.5. Jordan Howard coming off of a resurgence. What do you think? Let's talk about the over-unders real quick, and then maybe a few picks here.
I'm going to take Green Bay and the over in this one. I just think it's... both these teams' offenses has looked pretty good, even though Glennon only threw for like 100 yards last week. I think he'll definitely have to improve that. And I think Green Bay kind of maybe will win this one in a walk, so it'll make Chicago throw the ball a lot, which could lead to some defensive scoring and some scoring for Chicago late because they're pushing. So I think Green Bay and the over in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm going to go both ends of that. I'm going to take Green Bay at home, and I'm going to take the over on this. You know, maybe we learned something on the spotlights. What do you think about the running back situation in Chicago real quick? I mean, Jordan Howard, he was back last week. Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen were the two leading receivers for Chicago. I'm still all aboard the Tariq Cohen bandwagon for starting him as a flex every single week. Jordan Howard is back to be trusted, but what do you think? Are you starting both of these guys this week? Are you comfortable?
I mean, I think it was something like Jordan Howard had 7 missed tackles in that game, and no one had done that since Marshawn Lynch in like 2011. So, I mean, he looked like he was running strong even with that AC sprain, and I think they took him off the injury report. So if yep. that shoulder's fine, I'm all aboard the Jordan Howard train. But he looked like he was running hurt at the end of the game, even though he's running past the Steelers and through him and everything, still looked hurt. So I'm a little bit worried about that. But, I mean, you start him until he's not playing.
Yeah, and I love Tariq Cohen because you got to figure Chicago's going to be playing from behind, which is going to put Tariq Cohen in a good spot to catch a lot of balls out of it. Yeah, a lot of balls out of the backfield and stuff like that. So I really like that. Real quick, let's get one more in before the break. New Orleans at Miami. It's New Orleans favored by 2.5. The over-under is 49.5.
This is in London.
This is the stupid London game, and Jay Ajayi is all banged up. I'm immediately going under because they're doing that travel, and I am going to go with New Orleans because it's – no. I'm going to go New Orleans and the under.
I'm going to take New Orleans in the over. I mean, I think we went the under last week when we took Baltimore in London, and you know Jacksonville just scored 44 points.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with New Orleans and the over in this one. I think they kind of went in a walk, but the spread is really close. I mean, I know Miami's going to want to play better after laying an egg against the Jets, but like you said, Jay Ajayi is banged up. You know, Jay Cutler is back to the Marlboro man who doesn't care anymore a little bit. So,
yeah, what kind of cigarettes do they have in London? I don't know. And also, you got to figure you're looking at a team that doesn't have a bye the rest of the way. So if they're going to get out of it pretty quick, why not just rest up kind of a banged up team at this point? So I am going to go New Orleans in the under. You got New Orleans in the over. And we have got a whole bunch more picks coming up in the next couple segments. So don't go anywhere. It is Bogman of the Welsh for In This League. We'll be back.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
We're not all night, but, you know, we're in the night. We're in the night. We're 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. But, you know, like over in the West Coast, we go sit. We're big time on the West Coast. We're kind of like almost drive time. You know what I mean? We're like 5 to 7
on the West Coast, baby.
Yeah, like 6 to 8 on the West Coast. But we're a little buried on the East Coast. That's okay. We appreciate all the great listeners that are always tuning in. And whether you've created characters or you've got great questions. Darius had a great question, a really good question for streaming defenses. And, you know, then Turd Gurley had to come in with his turd pick, which is probably pretty dang good. And now we have got our picks. We just went through Chicago, Green Bay, New Orleans, Miami. Next up here, we have got Buffalo at Atlanta. Atlanta's an 8-point favorite, and the over-under is 48.5. What you think?
Man, I know I'm taking Atlanta, but Buffalo likes to be super bipolar. I'm going to take Atlanta and the under in this game. I think that over-under 48.5 is a touch high.
I'm torn on this one. I don't like the 8 that I'm getting. Yeah, would you go Atlanta and under?
Yeah,
I am.
You go Buffalo and under. Buffalo and over.
Buffalo soldier made in America, and I'm gonna.
That reminds me of the South Park.
Isn't South Park tonight too? By the way.
Yeah. South Park is tonight. I think it might be on right now.
Okay. Well, don't tell them that. They're gonna go away. It's on in an hour, guys. It's on an hour.
They have on demand. We're on demand. They're on demand. Everybody's on demand. It's fine.
Listen to us.
They'll get to us.
If you care about us, give us numbers, guys. Like on demand is great, but give us some life.
Make your pick. Buffalo and the over or the under.
I gotta answer that. I'm gonna go with. What'd you say? The under. I'm gonna go with the over. Give me Buffalo and the over.
All right, we are complete offs. Are we betting on that one?
No, I don't feel really like super awesome about that. Though I do feel like this is a week where like I have one of those leagues, you and I do a 16 man where I've got Cam Newton and Tyrod Taylor. I'm benching the hell out of Cam Newton. I'm putting Tyrod Taylor in against Atlanta.
Ugh, man.
Can LeSean McCoy be horrible for 3 straight weeks?
No, I understand it. It's just tough for me to bench somebody against New Orleans defense. Or a New England defense, but I mean, Cam Newton had the shot at home against New Orleans, and he couldn't make it happen.
No.
So you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. So, I mean, I think this is a game where LeSean McCoy can get right. Tyrod Taylor is always a question mark. Charles Clay seems to be kind of the best option. Is there a Buffalo wide receiver that you can trust?
No.
That you would even start on a flex at any point? Because Zay Jones is the worst thing ever. Jordan Matthews is kind of bleh.
No, I mean, Jordan Matthews is maybe a wide receiver three sometimes. I'm trying not to start anyone from Buffalo, not named LeSean McCoy. Maybe
kind of like Taylor
Clay
Gabriel
on
this
occasion.
Game. Yeah, Charles Clay. I like kind of like Taylor Gabriel in this game.
Yeah, you like Taylor Gabriel. He's good, yeah. Man.
Like a little bit of
nice
that
speedy guy.
That's how you talk to me. Like, I was all on the
Taylor Gabriel bandwagon before the season, and you were kind of like, meh.
Not like Taylor Gabriel. It just having Shanahan out. You know, I'd see where he goes. You got Mohamed Sanu, but I kind of like Taylor Gabriel in this one. How about your game? Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Pittsburgh's only a 3-point favorite. Over-under is 42. It's in Baltimore. And maybe Ray Lewis will be double kneed again.
This one's tough because I picked right against Pittsburgh last week. Remember, I picked Chicago.
Yeah, I forgot you did that, yeah.
And I was correct. I can't do it again. I think maybe it was because I picked against them. Sure, I was right on the show, but I'll never pick against Pittsburgh again. So I'm going to go Pittsburgh and the under in this game because this game is always played down to the wire and tough.
Now, do you believe in any of the Joe Flacco revenge? I mean, this is coming off of maybe his worst performance as a starter. He's going against Pittsburgh, which, you know, there can be some yards that can be given
up. Well,
dude, Pittsburgh
lost to Ryan Mallett a couple years ago in a game that they had to win to get into the playoffs. So, yeah, sure, Joe Flacco can beat Pittsburgh. I'm never doubting that.
I'm not actually talking about them beating. I'm going to go Pittsburgh here, but I'm talking about the over. You think this is going to you're going to be an underscoring game?
I'm not messing with any of it. You know, on our pod on Sunday, I was talking about starting Buck Allen. If Tua and Watt are both out again, they're both playing. So I think
you don't like Buck. I like Buck Allen.
It's not that I don't like Buck Allen. It's that I like him less than I did a couple days ago when I thought that Tua and Watt might also miss this game. I think they were held out of the Chicago game to play this game.
Is he like a flex start?
Yeah, he's still flexy.
You don't sound sure about it. Buck Allen or Chris Thompson?
Chris Thompson.
Okay. Well, Chris Thompson is true.
Chris Thompson only needs, you know, he only has 9 touches a game, but he doesn't need much. So,
yeah. Chris Thompson is like Chuck Norris. If I knew any Chuck Norris joke, I would have made it. I know 0 Chuck Norris jokes.
Chuck Norris doesn't sleep. He waits.
Okay. That's good. Now insert Chris Thompson. Do it again.
Chris Thompson doesn't sleep. He waits.
Thank you. That's gold. Put that as a meme. I like that. I'll go Pittsburgh and under. I'll go with you on that. I think. Here's one. Is Joe Flacco a play in a 16 man for you against Pittsburgh?
No, Flacco's not a play. Like he's got to show up and play really well in one game before I start going to him. He looked so bad in that game, and I know a lot of it was probably travel to London. That was the Ravens' first time there and everything. But I don't trust Macklin or Wallace or Watson or Flacco until they show me something.
I was going to ask you about Mike Wallace because we crapped on him a little bit earlier, and I was just curious if Mike Wallace might be an option to finally break out. I mean, you know, but you don't like Mac. You don't like it. I mean, like the way you're making it sound, I can see why you're going Pittsburgh in the under because you make it sound like it's going to be 24-0.
No, I think more, you know, something along the line of 21-10. You know, 21-17, which is still hitting that under.
All right. Darius called us earlier and asked us about streaming Cincinnati as it looks like, or as he said, there was a top 5 defense. Cincinnati is at Cleveland. Cincy is a 3-point favorite, and it's the lowest over under of the week at 40. So you've got to assume, you know, or I mean, you know, take it for what you will with the over and unders, but, you know, by this standard, the scoring is going to be muted, or you can look at it that Cincinnati might run away with it. You've got a resurgence of, new offensive coordinator that we kind of knew that they were going to try to focus on one back. And last week it was Joe Mixon by a landslide. And hopefully that's going to continue. We don't see wishy-washy. So Joe Mixon seems to be a play here. AJ Green is always a play. I haven't got word on John Ross. But I feel like this is like a prime John Ross, be healthy, get in, get a long score, kind of like him. Cleveland is Cleveland. Isaiah Crowell is still garbage. I don't trust him, I think, ever. We both told Darius to go with Cincinnati in this one. So what say you on your pick 'em here?
Bavona keeps putting up Chuck Norris as Chris Thompson as Chuck Norris sayings in our chat.
It's
distracting
this.
Me.
Okay, here. Yeah, you give your pick, and then let's give some Chris Thompson, Chuck Norris memes here.
All right. I just – this game's tough for me to pick. I want to say Cincinnati because I feel like they're getting better on track, but half, like, I'm split down the middle. I'm just gonna go with my head. I'm gonna say Cincinnati and the over in this one.
You just told Darius to take the streaming defense.
I did. Okay, I'm still taking Cincinnati.
Are they gonna score 45 points?
Well, maybe Cincinnati wins this game going away. You know, 35-10.
Yeah,
something like that. And then the defense is strong. I want to give Cleveland a little bit of credit because they came back on Indianapolis, but they came back on Indianapolis. So it's not like they came back on somebody really good. So I'll go Cincy and the over.
Yeah, also point out this is the return of Vontaze Burfict. So he is going to be smashing heads throughout this entire game.
Followed by the next suspension of Vontaze Burfict.
Probably. I'm going to go Cincinnati in the under on this game. I think Cincinnati could be I could see an efficient first half from Cincinnati. I think the pace of the game is going to slow down a little bit after that. I like Cincinnati as a stream. I like Joe Mixon having a bigger day. AJ Green will do what he does as always. They don't have Tyler Eifert, which does bode well for secondary wide receivers. So we might see a sneaky Tyler Boyd day. If John Ross plays, I feel like John Ross can break that secondary. So I'd be on the lookout for those guys.
I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah, see, if he doesn't play, I mean, Tyler Boyd might be like shot in the dark type of thing if you're in a real
LaFell.
Big pinch.
Maybe, yeah, Duke Johnson. LaFell.
Yeah, and Duke Johnson here would be another one, though I wouldn't count on major yards. Like I said, I think Vontaze Burfict is going to be wreaking havoc, so I'm going to go Cincy in the under. A couple Bavona-isms. You are what you eat. That's why Chris Thompson's diet consists of nail, fear, and the tears of small children. That's a pretty good one. You want to read the next one?
Yeah, the next one was Chris Thompson. I almost said Chuck Norris. Chris Thompson won the 2016 World Series of Poker, holding a joker, a card from Uno, and Monopoly money.
Ooh, that's my favorite one. That is my absolute favorite one. Send in more. If you got any others, please send them. One. I want them all.
Well, it says Chuck Norris. When Chris Thompson jumps out of a boat, he doesn't get wet. The water gets Chris Thompsoned.
Oh, that's a good one. Send in all your Chris Blake. Thompson ones. I like that one. Any Chuck Norris you turn into Chris Thompson, tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? And I'm retweeting those mothers because I like that. That is awesome. We got about 90 seconds here. Let's bust through one more really quick. Rams at Dallas. Dallas is a 7-point favorite, over under 46.5, Boggs.
Oh, man, Dallas looked they looked a lot better, but I think 50% of it was to Marcus Lawrence against that offensive line of the Cardinals.
It is a card.
I think I'm going to take the Rams to beat the spread, and this game's going to go over. I'm going to say that the Rams offense is on track.
Really?
I mean, I'm not saying it confidently.
Yeah, but you said it, so we're going to hold you to that. We have the tape.
Yeah. On. Yeah, I immediately regret this decision.
Okay. I'm going to go Dallas on this one, though I don't love and feel really great about it, but I'm going to also go the over because, you know, the Rams have proven to be a semi-efficient offense. You know, Todd Gurley is kind of back. Jared Goff is everything we
thought. You're saying what I'm saying. You're just not as confident in saying it.
Yeah, but hey, Jared Goff is everything everyone thought Carson Wentz was going to be this year. You know, that's what he's doing. So I like Dallas in this one, though. Resurgence of the offense. We've got more pick-ems coming up on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman the Welsh, and I want your Chris Thompsonisms. Get them in.
It never gets old.
All right, everyone. Two truths, one lie.
I was going to be on The Real World. I play the oboe. And I saved a kid's life.
You definitely never saved a kid's life.
I'm serious. Last summer, I donated bone marrow to a kid who had leukemia.
Saving a life. The truth is, it's easier than you think. Learn how at dkms.org.
Who knew we were living with a hero?
A hero who plays the oboe.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me so. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
Death once had a near Chris Thompson experience, Bogman.
How about this one? Chris Thompson actually died 3 years ago, but the Grim Reaper is just too afraid to tell him.
I like it. These are good. These
Chris
are good.
Thompson can stop the world from turning with a spin move to the left.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Send him in. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? your Chuck Norris, Chris Thompsonisms. I want to hear them. I love them.
When Chris Thompson was born, he drove his mom to the hospital. Blake is killing us with these.
Can we get Chris Thompson on the show, please? All right, we have got a ton of pick'ems. We have got to plow through here in about 15 minutes total. So let's get through these. Tennessee at Houston. Tennessee is a 1.5-point favorite. Over-under is 43.5. What you looking at?
Man.
Will Fuller.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Tennessee and the over.
I want to do the same thing. Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go Tennessee and over.
Well, guaranteed.
Deshaun Watson, though, is pretty awesome, though. Like, do you see he donated his first paycheck to three workers at Gillette Stadium? Where do they play?
Houston. At Reliant.
Yeah, Reliant. There you go. He donated his paycheck to them and to three workers there that were, like, kind of devastated by the hurricane and stuff. So I think that's, like,
that's awesome.
And, I mean, in totally the worst segue on the planet, like, he's also hanging at Mia Khalifa's house, getting dunked on by Mia Khalifa. So there's something
Hey,
there.
You know what? You can be a good guy and hang out at Mia Khalifa's house. It's fine.
True. I mean, you're hitting all the right points, my friends. You are hitting all the right points. Good. We've got a tweet out, by the way, now from FNTSY Radio that we want all your Chris Thompson facts. So when Chris Thompson crosses the street, the cars have to look both ways. I love it. That's a good one. All right, next one. Minnesota at Detroit. We don't have any information because we still don't know if Case Keenum or Sam Bradford is going to start. But just if it's a straight up pick 'em, what do you think about this one?
I can't see Case Keenum doing it 2 weeks in a row. So did I reverse this one, by the way? Isn't it Detroit at Minnesota?
Maybe you did. You're right. You did because it's Minnesota's at home.
I just can't see Case Keenum. I'm still taking Detroit.
Really? I'm going Minnesota. Okay. Minnesota, and you can give me some points, too. I'll never go against Minnesota again. Stephon Diggs will have 400 yards receiving. Dalvin Cook will have 200. And Adam Thielen will throw for an 80-yard touchdown. All of those things are happening. Yeah.
Carolina is easy.
Carolina at New England. Yeah, it is. New England, 9-point favorite, 48.5 over. We're both going to go New England in the over, right?
New England, I typed it in for you. Don't even worry. It's New England in the over. I know that Carolina hasn't looked good offensively, but New England has the worst defense in the league, like we talked about earlier in the show. We were talking about our 10 worst turds or whatever it was at the beginning of the show. And, if there's anybody that's going to make the Panthers offense look okay, it'll be New England.
Like, I'm good with Christian McCaffrey week in and week out, especially if you're PPR. But I'm torn. Like, just Cam Newton's just not right. Like, this could be the game that he can get himself two touchdowns, a pick, and a rushing touchdown or something like that. So I guess I could see if you want to go there. I don't know. I kind of want to avoid it. I feel like they are going to be swarming, and it's going to be in New England. So I like New England and the over. Jacksonville at the Jets. Jags are a 3.5-point favorite. And actually, I think I had this wrong earlier because this is the lowest. I thought the Cincinnati-Cleveland was, but this is a 39.5. So a half a point lower is the Jets and the Jags. What do you think?
I think I heard Chris Harris on his pod saying this, that this is the first time since 2011 that Jacksonville has been a road favorite. So really? It's been a little bit for Jacksonville. That being said, I'm going to take the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they're going to win straight up?
I don't know if they'll win straight up, but I'm going to take the Jets in the under in this one because I think both these offenses are pretty inept and the defenses are pretty good. That's why this is one of the lowest unders of the week.
I'm going to go. I feel it's a trap. This is what it feels like to me. I'm going to go Jags in the over here.
Jacksonville and the over. If Blake Bortles plays 2 weeks in a row like he did, that's definitely going to be Jacksonville in the over. But, I mean, what are the odds on that if we're talking odds?
I think it's a good point. My stupid San Francisco 49ers, who hashtag suck for Saquon, That's the movement I'm trying to work with. All I want is Saquon Barkley. They are coming actually here, out here in Arizona. I do not plan to waste any of my dollars to go to the game. It's the Niners at Arizona. The Cardinals are a 7-point favorite. The over-under is 44.5. What do you think?
I think the Cardinals looked a little bit better. But the Niners looked really good. Nah, I'm still going to take Arizona, and I'll go with the over. Normally I would take the under, because I think San Francisco sometimes can look inept. But the offense looked like it was starting to click a little bit, so I'll go with Arizona and the over, knowing that it's kind of dicey.
It's interesting. There was one of the local shows here, Birch and Berry does a show, and I don't know if it was him or they had another player on, that said, he said, call me crazy, but the 49ers actually have more offensive talent than the Cardinals do at this point. You know, more pieces that work better. I'm going to go with San Francisco because of the points, and I'm going to take the under because they say that, but I think these are both relatively more inept offenses. Larry Fitzgerald always seems to do well against the 49ers, and there's always, if they have one of the burners, so if John Brown is healthy or it's J.J. Nelson, one of the two, whichever, if John Brown is playing and healthy, I like John Brown as a play here. Otherwise, J.J. Nelson. But I think there's going to be some stifled offenses in this game. So I'm going to go San Francisco in the under. Eagles, not at the Clippers, but the Chargers. The Chargers are 1 point.
Call them the Clippers.
I just want to call them the Clippers every time.
Call them the Clippers until they win a game.
Yeah, just until they leave. Can they not be there? Aren't they going
to
go somewhere
else? Well, rumors are that the NFL already wants them to go back to San Diego. So
you know what I want
say
them
the
to
Rams
do?
Have already eaten up that market.
I want them to go to Alaska and be, remember that old commercial with
Nanooks?
The Nanooks. Yeah. I want them to go to Alaska and wear those jerseys and like relive that commercial again.
Just one outdoor game in December in Alaska. Everybody awesome. Dies.
Wasn't that one like Mike Vick and Terrell Owens were on the like Alaska Nanooks?
Yeah. Yeah. They weren't in Alaska. I just always called it the Alaska commercial. But
they looked like it. We created it in Old Madden. We'd create the Alaska Nanooks and then we would put all the guys on there. All right. So the Clippers and the Eagles, the Clippers and the 76ers, Clippers are a 1-point favorite, 47.5 here. I am going to go with the Chargers and the over on this game. What do you think?
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to take Philly in the under. I know the secondary isn't the greatest, but, dude, all Phillip Rivers wants to do is throw picks. And I understand there's an East Coast team traveling to the West Coast and everything, body clock.
No Darren Sproles.
No Darren Sproles. Look, the offense isn't great, but it doesn't have to be great when Phillip Rivers hands you the ball at the 20. So I'm going to take Philly in the under. I just think Philly's a better team than the Chargers are right now.
Okay. Any plays you don't like in this game? Are you going to play Wendell? I think Wendell Smallwood is a great play in this one. He's going to take over kind of that Darren Sproles role. He's going to get more carries. I mean, I think most of the Chargers, like, you're not going to sit any Chargers, I think, in this. You got to watch Melvin Gordon and his health. And you got to love Zach Ertz in this. But I think the only other play that, I guess it's not fair to say really, really liking, but I just kind of like Wendell Smallwood in this game.
I like Alshon. I like Alshon in this game.
Yeah,
I mean, like the Philly offense in this game. It could be short fields.
And Chargers are losing to defensive players left and right. So, yeah, Alshon is actually a really good play. Giants at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is a 3-point favorite, over under 43.5.
God.
Doug Martin's back, too, by the way.
Isn't I think it? Doug Martin. Nah, it's one more week because of the hurricane.
One more week.
Should have been this week, but it's not.
You're right.
I'm going to take I'll take Tampa Bay. And I'll take the over in this one because it's still one Mississippi for Eli Manning. Like they did a better job of him getting the ball out early last week, but it's on the road. Tampa Bay has got to be pissed about the way they performed last week, so they got to get better. So Tampa Bay in the over.
I'm definitely going with the over, and I kind of want to take New York in this one. Their offense has been
on the
so
road,
enough, but I think I'm going to go Tampa. I'm going to go
Tampa in the over.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not a huge fan of all this, but I'm going to go Tampa in the over as well. Oakland at Denver. Denver's a 2.5 favorite. Over-under is 46.5. And Turd Gurley, who called in earlier, said Marshawn Lynch is going to be the big turd of the week. So, Boggs, I'm going to go Denver in the under. What do you think?
I'm actually going to do the same. I'm kind of surprised that we're both doing the same, but and it's not real. I think Oakland's going to get back on track, but Denver's defense has looked pretty strong so far this year. So that's why I would go Denver in the under. And I think Oakland's got to tighten up too. Division rivals, this game should be closer than we expect it to be. So yeah, Denver in the under to me too.
Well, Jamal Charles, yeah,
my boy, hook him.
Not Jamal good Charles. For Amari Cooper. I'll tell you, this might be a good week. If you believe Amari Cooper can recover, this might be the week after this to buy on him because it might get rough in Denver. Two more games. We'll get to one, and then we'll go to break, and we'll get the last one and restart our survival. It's the Colts at the Seahawks. Seahawks are a 13-point favorite. Over-under is 41.5. You go first.
Seattle and the over. This game is going to be a stomping.
That's, I'm going to go the same thing. I'm going to go Seattle and over as well. It is going to be gross as... you heard in the update, Andrew Luck might not play until November. I'll be gone to November. January, February, March, April, May. Do you know what song that is?
You're going to do the whole song?
Do you know the song?
No.
Name the artist.
The Novembers. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not saying it. Think about it. Someone tweet me. Bona, don't you dare put it on here. I don't want to hear about it. I want someone to tweet it who knows that song. Someone's got to know that song. I'll be gone to November. I'll be gone to November.
That guy with a bunch of dreads. Yeah. Singing it.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting there. All right. Find out who sings the song November, plus our last pick, and we're going to restart the survival on the next segment. It's coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Say November.
This league.
I'm over London games. I'm over playing games that start at 6 a.m. or 6:30 a.m.
6:30 like, in the morning for Pacific. Us. Come on, man. Let me sleep.
Yeah, this isn't World Cup. I don't need to wake up at 3 in the morning to see a football game. You want to know what the dumbest feeling is? He's getting up, and then you look at your phone, and then Yahoo sends you a notification that your guy scored a touchdown, and you're like, bud, I didn't even set my lineups yet. Why do we have to do this?
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to...
In this league.
In the dark.
Yes, it's the greatest close to a show that you can possibly have. It's our endless love within this league. The song you were looking for, by the way, November, was by Wyclef Jean. Thank you very much. So go check that out.
Oh, really?
Gone Till November by Wyclef Jean. Do you have a couple quick Chris Thompsonisms, and then we've got so much to pack into like 3 minutes here. So what do you have?
Bigfoot claims he once saw Chris Thompson, okay. And Chris Thompson went to the Virgin Islands once. They're now known as the Islands.
That's the best one. Oh, what a good way to go out on that. Real quick, that one got me good. Final pick'em game, Washington at Kansas City. Kansas City is favored by 7. Over-under is 49.5. Where are you going with this one?
KC in the under. They're at home. Monday Night Football, they look like the best team in the league right now. So, KC. Yeah.
Casey and JoJo, I don't care. I'm going Casey, and I'm also going the under over Washington. Terrell Pryor sucks, but we are forgetting that Washington does have Chris Thompson. So, I mean, Chris Thompson's going to have an immaculate game, but it's not going to be enough to overcome the Kansas City Chiefs or Casey and JoJo and the band. The Survivor, we all lost, so we are all
one. No, we didn't all lose. I'm still going.
Oh, but, you were still going? That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but Pavona won round one. You won round one. And Pavona is going to join back on here. Pavona, who's your survivor pick for this week? We're starting back fresh.
Before I give my survivor pick, can I please give one more Chris Thompson fact?
Yes, please. Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Once Chris Thompson ordered a Big Mac at Burger King, and he got it.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
I love these. Right. I love these so much.
Who are your survivor pick? Are you going to take Washington, Chris Thompson?
I am actually not going to be picking Chris Thompson and the Washington Redskins. I will be picking the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm going to do the exact same thing. I'm not going to toy around. I'm not going to pussyfoot on this. I am going with the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going into the next round. I am going to play next week in this Survivor. Bogman, you can pick anybody but Seattle because we've taken them now and you're not allowed.
You know I can, but I'm so confident that I'm just going to keep on the streak of the teams that I've used to see if I can beat you again, mm-hmm. not even using the teams that I have already used. So I'm going to take Atlanta this week.
I was about to say, I was going in circles there. I didn't know what you were talking about. So you're going Atlanta. Pavona and I both have Seattle. So if Seattle loses and Atlanta wins and you win like in two straight weeks, this will be the worst game ever. Now, I will tell you.
Well, the Colts aren't beating Seattle at home. That's not going to happen.
Okay, we'll save that tape, the famous last words. I am open to maybe do it this week, but, time got away from us. Chris Thompson got into our minds, and, we got very Pollyanna. So I'm open to listeners taking a part in this in the coming week. So once we get to the next round, make sure you're following us and listening, because we will have listeners come on and make the picks and see if you can get past Pavona, Bogman, and myself. And hopefully Bogman won't be 2-0 in the Survivor. We'll see how long this goes. We'll see actually how long we can make this go. I feel like we'll be going into next week. I mean, hell, maybe we'll throw the listeners a bone and we'll throw them in next week. If we all go and move on to next week, we will throw listeners in next week, so you can do that. By the way, Chris Thompson stepped on Legos. And the Legos cried. That's a good dad one. That one I can appreciate, because I love Legos, except when they're impaling my feet. That's about the only time I don't like it.
Unless you have to have them surgically removed.
Yeah, which you almost do. Go to InThisLeague.com if you want to check out what we got going on. We've got a 2018 early mock draft. We have got the college football podcast that Bogman hosts. I have the Prospect One podcast. If you're a baseball prospect guy, I'll tell you, I've been out at a whole bunch of instructional games, and I am seeing guys left and right from the 2017 draft class. We've got the basketball podcast, which we are setting up for drafts. So anything you are looking for to get set up in the fantasy world, we got you over at InThisLeague.com. That is Bogman. I am the Welsh. We are in this league. Stay tuned for the Fantasy News Desk with Tony Cincotta coming up. Otherwise, we will see you next week. Bye-bye for your endless
love.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.